Our guest at the cafe this morning is Jack Neal, the executive director of the Northeast Texas Trail. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, and we have a guest sitting in with us, and this is Hank Pickering from Wolf City. Hank, good morning to you.
Good morning, John Martin.
All right, great. Hank is a Northeast Texas Trail user. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Tell me how you use the Northeast Texas Trail.
Family and I walk down it and hike down it. It's right in the backyard, so it's just a great opportunity to get outside and get away from town.
Jack, you and I have talked several times now, and I had not understood until now that the Northeast Texas Trail actually goes through Wolf City.
It absolutely does, right? Literally through the middle of Wolf City.
So right, not outside of Wolf City, but right?
Nope. Well, we go outside too, but we go right down through Wolf City. And actually, Hank has had a chance to use the trail many times, I think before you really knew it was the Northeast Texas Trail too.
Yes, sir. I've been using it about 3 or 4 years and just absolutely loved it. Then found out about the Northeast Texas Trail Coalition on the Blacklands Cafe here about a month ago.
Now, that was perfect. You know, when I hear from Hank, you know, the first thing he says is, yeah, I heard you on the radio. I said, you heard me on the radio. You mean on? And yeah, that was it. So that's pretty exciting.
Did you realize that it was the Northeast Texas Trail that you were using before you heard this?
I knew it was a trail, but I didn't know too much about it.
So you learned what this thing you've been using is from the radio show.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's interesting. What part of Wolf City does it go through?
It goes through, it starts out at the southwest side of Wolf City, and it runs up towards the north side.
Okay.
So it.
How about in relation to downtown?
In relation to downtown, it's about 2 blocks to the west.
Okay. Well, interesting. So, and you're a runner.
Yes, sir. Run, hike, and I love getting out on the trail because it gets you out of town, away from everything, gives you a chance to kind of get outside a little bit.
Is it, how rustic is the trail in Wolf City?
In Wolf City areas, through town, it's pretty smooth. Once you get outside of town a little bit, it gets a little more technical, a little bit more aggressive.
Is it gravel mostly in town?
Yes, sir, gravel.
Okay. Well, so you, since this came about, there was the trail day, I think, was early April.
That was early April, and Hank heard about that on the show here. And we got together. I headed out that was actually the first stop I had that day to head out and see what they were up to, where I met Hank. I couldn't believe it was cold, as miserable as that morning was, a big group of people who went out and did a lot of work. You had a huge pile of trash you put together from that one.
Yes, sir. It had been accumulating for a while, and we had a pretty good group come out and just work their butts off on getting it cleaned up.
Well, when we started the day, they were all, you know, basically like for the North Woods with parkas, but they had literally worked all of their parkas off and the cold weather gear off. They were sweating.
So you organized a cleanup,
yes, sir,
campaign. Yeah, on the trail day, which was the first Saturday of April, and there's something else. You have some other ambitious plans.
Currently, we have the Wolf City Middle School painting some 55-gallon drums. We're going to convert to trash cans. We put some signage up coming into the town so trail users can see that, hey, we're entering Wolf City here. We're looking at putting up a trailhead right there off Main Street where the trail intersects Main Street, and continue moving forward on it.
And trailhead is sort of understating what this really looks like. It's going to look like this is going to be a very impressive little facility.
We're talking with Jack Neal, and Jack is the executive director of the Northeast Texas Trail, and trail user Hank Pickering from Wolf City. Well, I saw a very nice looking sign that says refers to Wolf City on your Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that
right.
Apparently is already there.
Yes, sir. We have one on each side of town.
Is that new?
Yes, sir.
How did that come about?
We made it here about a month ago, I guess it was, planted in the ground. And
when you say we made it, I mean, did you?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's nice work.
We found the right guy to help.
I think
in
so.
City.
Absolutely. That's a very professional looking piece of work. Of course, it's supposed to look rustic, but still very, very nice. Yeah.
So, well, Hank is also working on finding trail signs for Northeast Texas Trail along the trail itself, sort of to identify the trail. And we hope to identify down the road some of the businesses in town to sort of, you know, give direction if you're looking. And as a biker or a hiker or a walker or a runner, you're always looking when you walk into a town that size. I want water. I want a place to sit down and rest. Maybe stop and grab something to pick up for lunch. Or if it's late today, I've been known to stop at a B&B, and I might finish this ride tomorrow, kind of thing.
Hank, are there other folks that use the trail regularly in Wolf City?
Yes, from where my house is, I got a pretty good view of the trail, and it's picked up over the years. But prior to that, you'd see maybe one person a week or so other than, you know, the regulars that were using it. Now, every time you turn around, you're seeing new faces. And I'm sure as we continue to make the improvements on it, it's going to be more of a draw for people to come out and use it.
Mm-hmm. Guys, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, Jack Neal with the Northeast Texas Trail and Hank Pickering of Wolf City. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.